Very early on, when we started looking where the flood-damaged roads were, it became very clear that they're right next to the creeks, and you can't repair one without looking at the other. They're an integrated system. So wherever we had roads next to creeks, we also looked at restoration of the creeks as part of the road projects. So we have restored about 8 miles of stream that are next to the damaged roads, and we've incorporated those repairs into the whole system repair. It became very clear that the streams win. When in doubt, you have to respect where the water wants to go and design your roads accordingly. So that was one of the early lessons, where if we wanted to keep this a beautiful county and respect the ecosystem, we have to look at them all together while building a resilient transportation system. Very early on, we realized that if we were just going to take a straight engineering approach, it would be tremendously expensive, tremendously destructive, and change the whole context of these beautiful canyons, and that's the last thing we wanted to do.
90-year-old Laverne Johnston has lived in Lyons her entire life and has lived through several floods, but nothing as extreme as the one in 2013. She cut the ribbon on the new bridge over the south at St. Vrain Creek yesterday.
In the olden days, it would go in across different places, and then the water sought that. Like in town, it went to the west, so they say the water finds its old home.
How important is the river to the town of Lyons?
Oh, well, gosh, when you think of that, I'm sure that we get gobs of people, fish, and tubing and kayaking is important, and of course we get, now we don't get water from the St. Vrain, our town water, it comes from Carter Lake, but it really is a big drawer. They come and picnic by the river and swim, and we have an old swimming hole down in Middle Park, and it's always full.